We're going to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance, so please stand and face the flag. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we're going to continue. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do roll call for attendance. Ellen?
Commissioner Bissett?
Here.
Commissioner Marcellus?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner
Perez? Here.
Chairman
Custodio? Here. So now we come to the oath of office presented by Ms. Silva Plata regarding new commissioner, Brian Bissett.
They're not here. What's going on with him?
Yes.
Once in a while.
Well, he does.
He came last time.
Oh, they're from right here. Okay.
Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I.
Aye.
State your name.
Brian Bissett.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservations.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties that I am about to enter.
The duties that I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
All right.
He's an A, everybody.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Plata. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Welcome to your four-year-long commitment. That's a long time. All right, so now we got that done. Welcome, Bissett, Commissioner Bissett. So now we're in the portion of the public comment. This provides an opportunity for the members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on this agenda. And please, for the record, there's no one in the audience today. So we're going to continue. Consent agenda number two. This is to approve recommendation to approve the minutes of the regular meeting back in January 19, 2017. I ask the commissioners if everyone had a chance to look at them. Is there any issues, concerns, questions you have about the meeting?
No.
No? Okay. So then I'm going to go ahead and motion to approve that regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Roll call, please.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Marcellus?
Yes.
Commissioner
Bissett? Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
All right, now we turn it over to public hearing for the staff on item number three. So I'm going to turn it over to staff, to Ellen, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the Commission. The item number three that's before you this evening is our 2016 annual progress report with the Region General Plan and Housing Element. This is something that we do every year, and it's basically a report card to the state that shows how the city is implementing our general plan. It includes building permits pulled towards meeting our housing numbers, and it also looks at policies from the general plan and the housing element that talk about providing more housing, providing more opportunities for housing in terms of changing codes.
measurable, like if we do a zoning ordinance amendment and we adopt it, then that means that that progress report is, that part of the report is completed. So the first part, the first few pages is just a summary of the year. It includes a few of the projects that were approved during the calendar year of 2016 and goes over the elements and what we are doing each year to implement that. If you take a look at the general the work implementation plan, which has some red text and some black text, this is the policies in our general plan and how we are doing on those policies. So we have accomplished a couple of those, and a couple of them are also ongoing as well. And then the part of the report that changes a little bit more often is the table A. So it has some blue table headings, and it's the first one that you can see there. So this actually it lists the amount of building permits that were pulled this year. So we actually do have nine building permits that were pulled for single family homes, and this is on the corner of Frankwood and Lilac, so it's on the southern part of town, and that's Queering's development. They are finally building out the rest of that subdivision over there. I think it was called Cottage Glen, if I remember correctly. So in 2016, they pulled nine, and then they pulled three earlier this year, so that would have been next year's worth of. But in past years, we have had more multiple family development, so the number is more along the lines of 60 units or something like that. But this year, we do have nine moderate income units, so that goes towards our housing numbers. And then going to attachment or table C, program implementation status. This is related to our housing element. It lists the programs that we have by providing adequate site for housing development, which basically means that we have properties in Relay Better Zone for housing, so that if a developer does want to come in, they do have room for, we do have room for a single family or multiple family development. So that is about all that I have as far as the report. It's all there. We kind of describe how we're doing, and you will see it again next year. But this is for this year. So that concludes my report. If you have any answer questions,
thank you, Ellen. Commissioners, you guys have any questions, concerns? No? All right. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate it. So I'm going to open this up to the public, but there's no one in the public, so please note in the record that there's no one here for public comment. On agenda number three. So hearing all that information, I'm going to go ahead and read this resolution that's in front of us. So we have resolution number 2017-02, a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending to the City Council of the City of Reedley accept the 2016 annual progress report for the Reedley General Plan and Housing Element. And I move to approve. Can I get a second? Okay, we have a second. Can we get a roll call?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Marcellus?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Thank you. And now comes the exciting part. This director's report. Agenda number four. So the Community Development Department updates. Do we have any? You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So nothing specific to report with this being my very first meeting here. So no follow-up items from the last meeting since I wasn't present. So I guess we'll start with that. First and foremost, I really just want to thank each one of you for being here. The importance of a planning commission to a community is often not really given the credence that it deserves, but planning commissioners serve a huge role in the community, and so I'm very, very grateful for your time and for you guys being here and for the investment that you have in this community. Second, I want to make sure that that I acknowledge Ellen and say thank you to Ellen for the significant amount of work that I know that she has always given to the city of Reedley. I had the opportunity as an employee of former employee from the city of Reedley from 2007 to 2011 to work on a lot of the items that she then took on soon thereafter, and to be able to come back several years later and to see what she has done with them, what Kevin did while he was here, all of it, just incredible. And then I'd like to just introduce myself just a little. So obviously my name is Rob Terry. I had the opportunity to ride out a college intern for the city of Reedley in the planning department. And from the very first day that I arrived here, knew that it was a really, really special place, somewhere that I just had a deep appreciation and a deep love for. I took a position with the Fresno Council of Governments, and so still had the opportunity to engage a lot with the city of Reedley for the last 5.5 years or so. And when Nicole called and had talked about the fact that they were recruiting for a community development director and would like to discuss that opportunity with me, it was absolutely something that I knew that I wanted to jump at if it would present itself, because this community is such an incredible place, and it was a place that I never lost track of or let go of at all. So very humbled and very grateful to be here, and very much looking forward to working with each one of you for the betterment of Reedley. And that said, I'm happy to answer any questions if you guys have any about me, where I came from. Unfortunately, I'm bald just from genetics, so I can't really give the explanation on that one. It wasn't a choice. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you guys may have for me, about me personally, so that we can get to know me a little bit, or in addition about any of the items that are going on in Reedley, even though I've only been here for about 2 weeks, going on 2 weeks now. Like I said, I've for years have kept the pulse on Reedley, and so at least I think know enough to hopefully give you an educated answer.
Well, Ron wants to make sure that you're a Raider fan.
Ron, now, Ron, you know from my time here before that I absolutely am a dyed-in-the-wool Raider fan. Yes, so.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's 3 of us, right?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult if I have to start referring to them as the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not sure how I feel right about that.
Just the Raiders.
Yeah, I'll have to adjust something in the brain there. But, yeah, I've been a Raider fan since I was as long as I can remember.
Awesome. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, that concludes the director's report.
We're going to make this short and sweet. Any future agenda items? We have a couple dates on here. These are tentative.
They are, yes. Usually, I don't have any applications in right now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's all that I have.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. Well, if we don't have any more questions, conversations, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.